American troops fighting in the center of Baghdad today are mostly from the U.S. Army's 3rd Infantry Division. And Pierre's Juan Williams spoke with NPR's Eric Westerfeld, who's been traveling with units of the division and is now in the Iraqi capital.
Eric, how much of an advance have U.S. troops made today?
They've been pushing out slowly in all directions, really. East up to the Tigris River and then north along the Tigris. They now control 2 or 3 key bridge crossings.
How about Iraqi resistance? We've heard reports of Iraqis in trucks and buses coming across some of these bridges. Are you seeing that?
Yeah, we have. We've seen some sporadic attacks, but most of the time that they come down, the American forces have been able to pinpoint them and kill them. There continues to be some attempts to kind of ambush American supply trains as they move supplies and equipment up north. But those are, the Americans describe it as sort of harassment. It's not necessarily been that effective, at least today. Last night, they did destroy one convoy, destroyed a fuel truck and an ammunition truck. That was a significant setback for that supply train. 2 soldiers lost their lives. But today, so far, they've been able to pretty much move equipment at will. One AAA anti-aircraft artillery battery did shoot down an American A-10 Warthog today. The pilots ejected to safety, but it does underscore that, you know, there are still some anti-aircraft batteries out there that are certainly fully functional.
Eric, do you have any estimate, does the Army have any estimate, of the size of the Iraqi force that remains organized and able to resist the American presence in Baghdad?
They think the Special Republican Guard units are dispersed locally throughout Baghdad, but that their command and control is largely through cell phones and that they've been able to cut off any effective command and control for larger military forces like the Republican Guard. And I can tell you this morning I was in an area in South Baghdad where they found 11 armored personnel carriers from the Republican Guard that were just abandoned. I talked to the guy whose property it was, and he took me back and showed me their bunker areas, and there were all these uniforms stacked up and thrown around in piles where the soldiers had been camping out for the last several weeks. And he said when the American tanks rolled up, they literally took off their uniforms and ran, and I could see all the remains of their camp and their uniforms with the red triangle from the Republican Guard sewn onto their uniform. So it is pretty clear to me that the Republican Guard, in terms of being an effective military force, is pretty much done.
U.S. forces have established prisons of Iraqi former soldiers?
I'm not sure whether there's a centralized location yet for all of the prisoners of war. Certainly they've been taking prisoners, you know, since they started, not in huge numbers, but it certainly has increased, at least where I am, in the last few days in terms of the numbers of soldiers who've given up or some of these militiamen who've been taken in. And I'm pretty sure they're going to have to start establishing a centralized collection area.
Eric, what are U.S. forces finding in the areas they've seized today?
It's just been an incredible amount of ammunition, really, for the defense of Baghdad that kind of never really was. They found 30,000 rounds of anti-aircraft artillery in one area. There were half a dozen surface-to-air missiles in another site, crate after crate of AK-47s. So as they kind of move up and clear areas, they're finding, you know, all these storages of weapons for troops that, you know, have so far either been killed or have left the area.
NPR's Eric Westerfeld, thank you so much.
Thanks, Juan.
Reporter Eric Westerfeld with the 3rd Infantry Division in Baghdad talking with NPR's Juan Williams.